Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Representative Bob Morgan, Illinois 58th District from Highwood, is on the phone about the medical marijuana card confusion in the workplace. And it is getting more confusing because people are getting fired. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning, Lisa. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about this. You know something about this. Are people in Illinois, in our state, in our city getting fired, not for having the medical marijuana card, but for actually putting it to use and then being tested in the workplace?
You know, I do know quite a bit about this. I was the first director of the medical cannabis program in Illinois a number of years ago now. It seems like decades ago. And we had the same problem back then where, like you said, you can't get fired because you have a card because of your status. But you can get fired for using the product even a month prior when it still shows up in your system. So this is a problem that continues to grow as hundreds of thousands of people are now using not just medical cannabis, but recreational cannabis legally, but then are putting their jobs at risk.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's one of those catch-22 situations. And I think a lot of the people with a medical marijuana card do have a dire need for that type of medication. And we're not talking about kids here. We're talking about people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, some working, some retired. But the thought that, okay, it's legal, much like alcohol in our state, but at the same time, you can get fired for it. So will there be a protection in the future that will protect people from getting fired?
I think it's inevitable. Like you said, this is not really a new concept. We do this with alcohol. We do this with smoking. You can do what you want on your own time. There's literally a law that says the Right to Privacy in the Workplace Act, that if you're doing something legal at home, outside the workplace, you can't be discriminated. You can't be discharged because of it. They can't fire you because of it. But if you bring alcohol into the workplace or if you're intoxicated in the workplace, that's different. Here in Illinois, under cannabis laws, they don't look for the impairment. They just look for the presence in your system. And again, alcohol and cannabis are different there, where cannabis can stay in your system for up to 30 days. So it's not reflective of impairment.
Right. We're getting down to 30 seconds before launch. That is our news click today about medical marijuana and its use and the protections that do or do not come with that medical marijuana card. So what do you suggest people do who are concerned, who have a medical marijuana card? The state says you are okay. You can buy medical marijuana and not pay the taxes on it. That's the key of having a medical marijuana card. But if you use it and it stays in your system for 30 days, and let's say on day 29 after using it, your workplace determines you need to take a test and you fail, you can be fired. So is there any hope that this is going to change?
This will definitely take a change to the law. Medical cannabis patients in Illinois have been living with this constant fear for the last 6 years since we introduced our medical program in Illinois. People, they're, like you noted earlier, they're suffering from cancer, ALS. These are sick individuals, and they're struggling to keep their job in the first place. And then they have to worry about their medicine causing them to get fired. So we really need to fix this, especially because so many people now are legally using the substance and then coming into the workplace days later and really risking their job. So, you know, a lot of employers are already figuring this out and learning and changing their workplace policies because their workforce is using cannabis legally. And that is something they have to adapt to. But this would change the state law. Long overdue, and we really have to get there as soon as we can.
Representative Bob Morgan is one of the original architects of the state's medical marijuana law. So is there something that the average citizen or activist or someone who wants to be an advocate for those who are sick, who are using, is there something they can do, somewhere they can go to campaign or support your efforts?
Absolutely. House Bill 4116 has been introduced. At this point, contact your legislators, but most importantly, know what the law is. And I'm very concerned, again, mostly about the medical cannabis patients who are struggling to keep their jobs because of their medical conditions and then are worried about losing their jobs because of using that substance. So we have to change this. So be careful, because right now you really don't have any legal protections under state law.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you for being gracious while we interrupted you to check on Bill Shatner.
No, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Lisa.